Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow. The winter winds have blown in to LA County. We're in a place of
Winnie the Pooh in the blustery day.
We're in a place of holding mugs up, coffee mugs, and like hunching your shoulders and just being like,
ooh, I'm wearing a grandpa cardigan when I go out to walk Tony in the mornings.
You're wearing chunky winter socks.
Chunky wool socks are activated.
Yeah.
It's fireplace season.
Yes, it's incense. We have incense going. It's just like, it feels very, autumn is here. It's kind of unseasonably cold, I think.
I love it.
I love it too.
Literally, like, when it gets this cold in the mornings and the evenings, that's when I thrive.
You come alive.
That's my preferred temperature. I need it to be like
50s
at night and in the mornings, like a 55 to 60. And then peak at like 75, maybe 80 in the day, but then get back down to 50s and 60s.
It's only going to be 65 today.
Good.
I mean, we had a gale force warning advisory last night.
Santa Ana.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I think it's the Santa Ana winds.
I know,
think
but they it doesn't get it usually doesn't
I
get
like
this.
You being like, I don't know what it is. It's literally the Santa.
No, but it
Ana
doesn't.
Winds.
It usually doesn't get this crisp in November, like this early. It's usually like December where it gets really cold in LA.
Yeah, I've seen it get this crisp.
Yeah,
as a seasoned 14-year vet,
man,
in LA,
you really are.
I've seen it all at this point.
Yeah.
I have a goat milk updates, which
is
that.
Are you possessed by a demon yet?
No, Tony. A lot of people were like, give the goat milk to Tony. He'll love it. And I'm proud to report I'm splashing goat milk all over his meals.
Really?
And he's lapping it up and he's my little goaty boy.
He's like really into it?
Yeah, he loves it.
Damn. Have you given him milk before?
No, not like cow's milk.
Right, right.
But goat milk feels right for
him. He's kind of a little sheep.
He feels goat-like. Yeah, he is a little lamb.
Did his eyes like turn fully black the minute he started licking it?
He became Black Phillip. He started walking on his hind feet. He walked up the stairs on his hind feet.
I could literally see Tony walking on his hind legs.
Yeah. I said yesterday, last night I went to dinner with Michelle Collins and we were talking about like whether or not we want to have kids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I had like unlimited resources, I'm talking like billions of dollars.
Yeah.
I would be like making embryos of humans, but then I would also be like paying scientists to make an embryo of like a pug human hybrid.
Oh my God. That would be scary.
Like the,
be like
that
Dobie.
One movie.
What movie?
The movie with the sheep. No, no, no. The
lamb.
Movie with the lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like a little Tony. I'd be like, it can have one baby arm and one pug arm.
That's
it
the
has
Jersey
a little
Devil.
Pug face. Like, that's what I would have scientists working on that.
Speaking of, like, cloning, we watched the worst movie of all time on Netflix. That surprise. It's like the rare Keanu Reeves stinker, where he was so bad in it. And the movie itself was just like, it was called Replicas.
Oh,
it came
what's
out,
that about?
It's about he plays a scientist. Who's
first strike one
What? I know.
Strike one.
But, I mean, Keanu can usually just be like...
He's not a doctor.
No, but he... It's even rare.
That, remember in Something's Gotta Give when he was a doctor and I was like, no.
He pulled that off, though, I think.
I was not buying him as a doctor.
But when the role isn't good, he just runs on charisma and like you're just like, it's Keanu. This movie, I was like, he should never act again. But it was like a man who's this bio, he works for like a biomedical where they're like trying to upload consciousness into a synthetic body, like a dead person's consciousness into like a robot.
Okay.
And it turns out it's like a military whatever. But his whole family dies in a car wreck. Mm. And he, instead of reporting them to the police, he clones them all. And
he uploads all their consciousness.
Yeah. And it's like, then they come back and they're like, and one of his, one child, I won't say which, can't be cloned because there's not enough resources. So he has to like pick one out of a hat to not bring back. And then he erases her from everyone's
memory.
So they're like, when the family comes back, they're like, I feel like something's missing.
And they're all robots.
No, they're humans. They're like human clones. But it's like he was testing it on robots, but he, in a desperate bid to bring his family back, he uploaded their own consciousness back into their clone bodies.
How did he clone their bodies that fast?
Because he's Keanu. And he had that fucking
guy
from
Silicon.
He grew their
entire bodies in a lab.
In 17 days in their garage. In little tanks. He only had three tanks and he needed four. So that's why he chose the kids. And the fucking guy from Silicon Valley who's in all those commercials is in it. That
Thomas,
annoying.
What's his face?
Yeah. And his character's just going, hey man, I don't know about this man. I'm like,
and is it supposed to be a scary movie?
Yeah, it's like a thriller. And that woman who was in, she's British. She's like really pretty. She's blonde. I think she was in that Black Mirror episode.
Did Mango just fart?
Oh,
or
no,
did he
goes,
breathe? Mango just did a little mouth fart.
He mouth farts.
Wow. Fascinating.
That she was in that episode with Bryce Dallas Howard, where she like the nosedive episode.
Okay.
Anyway, she's like the wife. She's like 32, but has three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of them is like 18. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's a wild...
It's a wild do not watch recommendation.
But yet I had to keep going.
You could not release it. You
no.
had to see it through.
It was 2 hours long, too.
It's when like, was it released?
2018.
Damn.
I looked it up. It did not make the budget. It didn't break even.
See, on its face, I'm like, that sounds like a good concept. But then as you begin to describe it, I have a lot of notes.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, if it's good enough in terms of like, if it's done well, you can kind of excuse the...
But tubes in the garage are like...
Right, but I'm saying if a movie is done well enough, you can buy some of the like, if it's, you can just be like, okay, I'm going with it. You can suspend your disbelief. This one, it's like...
He's just not a scientist.
No. And he's going like, he has like holograms and he's doing like the Minority Report thing.
No.
And it's pretty wild.
He went precog.
He went full precog. And it's 2 hours I'll never get back. And that's my choice.
Yeah, you chose that life.
But Keanu, I'm mad at you.
I mean, that's on you, doll.
It is.
That's your Ricky in the Flash, but you just kept going.
I can't resist him. If he's in something, I have to watch it.
I can resist. Yeah. I can resist a lot of things he's in.
All right.
Because I also just like I like to think that he's really hot, and I don't want...
Right.
There's some people, like, I just don't want my version of them to get ruined, because I still want them to be boner material, so I just know where I can and can't go.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, The Matrix teetered for me.
Honestly,
that was hard. The new Matrix, I mean.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I was like, no.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Damn.
That's a no-go.
I was so excited.
I know, but I heard that it was so bad. And yeah. I was like, I'm not going to do this to myself. But like...
Jonathan Groff was good.
I lived for like all of the original Matrices. And even the one that was like really bad, I was really into.
My favorite, I still never get over when they go, let's let them hear us in Zion. And they all just start like raving.
Is that the third one?
It's the second one.
Is the second one the one with those two like all white guys that have
the dreadlocks?
Yeah. They're my favorite.
The second one has Monica Bellucci in it.
Yeah.
Who's in that like Kim, kind of Kim.
She was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, those movies were great. I have like hair and health intel to share.
Okay.
I would be remiss if I didn't say what I'm learning and share it with the world, because I think I've really gotten onto some shit.
Okay,
so first and foremost, I was reading about this, and this has come up recently as like a thing I keep seeing people say, which is that you shouldn't be drinking coffee on an empty stomach. Like, you shouldn't be drinking it first thing in the morning because it jacks you up and then like fucks with all your hormones and like will send you into like a hormone spiral, and that you should have like a little bit of food in your stomach before you drink coffee. Mm. And I was like, okay, this tracks. And then a woman was saying, I was reading an article where this woman was saying, I think she went on TikTok and said this, but she was like, I was wondering why I kept getting like hormonal acne flare-ups, and I stopped drinking coffee first thing in the morning and would have food and then drink it, and it changed everything. Mm. And I was like, wait, this might be the secret that I've been waiting to uncover my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if you're eating, I have a scone while I drink coffee.
I think the key is to have something in your stomach.
To coat your stomach.
Before you introduce like harsh acid, like meth juice into the mix. Because I do love the coffee high.
Yeah.
But I also get hormonal acne like crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Like on my jaw and like back knee and stuff. And so I'm like, I think that this could be the culprit. Because I've gone like non-dairy for time periods to see if that helps. Like I've tried everything.
Interesting.
Short of getting like on Accutane, which I've considered. But like...
I had acne like on my face when I was younger. Not like crazy, but like it was enough where I like went on minocycline.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had back knee, but I have noticed like in the last few years, like I've had like some little outbreaks, like in air, you know what I mean? So I wonder if that is.
That's hormones. Usually.
But I wonder if it's coffee born.
It might be.
Damn.
I know. Just have some berries or something in the morning. Just don't go like fucking raw dog. Coffee.
No, I want to be on all fours just lapping up that coffee.
You
first
want like
thing.
A coffee like down the down your jugular, and then like a coffee enema at the same time.
Yeah, I want to be like spit roast by Java.
Yeah, I don't want that anymore. I want to like ease into a coffee vibe.
I do. I mean, I could eat my scone first and then drink my coffee.
Yeah.
I have to say, I love a Starbucks blueberry scone, not heated up.
That's of hell.
It's so good.
That's like a thick brick. I've never had their scones. I'm sure that
they're really good. Fine. And they're not like, it's not like crazy amount of, also a health thing. Can I share with you?
Yeah, please.
Simon bought a bunch of these, like, it's called like Soylent, and it's like a,
I know what Soylent is.
Yeah. I've been drinking them for lunch.
That's also of hell.
Really?
That I have respect. I'm really triggered because I dated a guy years ago who we were planning like a birthday getaway for me, and part of our like early coupledom conflict centered around food and like him having a lot of food restrictions and like not honoring my need to like eat all foods at any time and not honoring like a proper dinner time, and like it was really difficult to get on like the same food pages, and we ultimately didn't and broke up. That was one of the many reasons. But on my birthday weekend, as we were like planning this getaway, he told me that he was writing an article about Soylent and that he was going to just be drinking Soylent the whole weekend. And I literally almost started crying. I was like, this is the biggest betrayal I've ever experienced. And like, truly, I'm like bereft. I'm at the end of my rope. And
so you're triggered.
I'm very triggered.
Sorry.
Also, isn't it gross? Is it tasteless? Like clay
no,
water?
No, it's like, I mean, I had like a mint chocolate milk Soylent kind of thing, and it was really good.
Is it chalky?
Not really. I like it.
What's
I mean,
the flavor profile? They have
I'll
different
have to get back
flavors.
To you. Yeah, they have milk chocolate. They have. Or mint chocolate, sorry.
Mint chocolate.
It's like vanilla, chocolate milk. Banana, kind of. It's good.
Describe it.
Describe
this first sip and the taste.
It's not viscous. It's actually, it's pretty much like milk. It just is like milk.
It's like a 2% milk? Like a watery milk, like a fat-free milk?
Not 2%, not watery, just like a thicker milk, but not thick where it's like, this is weird.
How much protein is in it?
I don't know. I'll have to get back to you.
Okay.
But it's substantial. It's like 400 calories. And
it's meal replacement.
Mm-hmm.
It was like invented by tech bros, I think, that like just wanted to code and like not have to eat. So they just like
tech bros and podcasters.
Things. Yeah. Interesting. I'm judging.
I'm not judging.
Triggered.
I'm
also in a place of live and let Soylent. So you do you. Don't bring that devil juice into this house.
I had one in the car before I came in.
Good. Good boy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique. Speaking of devil, so the big news today is Rihanna has cast Johnny Depp in her Fenty show.
No.
Yeah. And people are
furious.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. But he's
shocking.
She cast like a ton of people, a lot of cool people, but he slipped in, I guess today there were screeners that went out or something, and he is in it. And I saw a screenshot of him.
Is he in lingerie? Is he in pajamas?
He's in like a, of course, like a plunging. Bustier? No, like a plunging V. He's just in it.
Wait, I need to Google this. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's surprising. I think Rihanna's usually like on point with like staying out of like, you know what I mean? Like controversy. So it's kind of a shunking development, I think.
As an ODD queen, I do love throwing people a curveball and throwing them a troll and letting them make what they will out of it. So on that level, I fully respect the move. On the level of thinking Johnny Depp is like a pig, I don't respect the move.
Right.
But I think ultimately, I actually do respect the move.
I think it's a rare... It's a rare flop moment for my queen. I think Rihanna's unfloppable. I don't think it'll like do anything to in the long run, but I do think it's like a rare like what? But I continue to stan her. So it didn't deter me in that way. But it is just kind of like, okay, Mr. Depp.
Where did you see the picture of him?
Someone I follow got a screener and tweeted out a photo of him.
Wait, send it to me. I want to see.
Well, it's...
Oh, is it...
Her name's Ashley Ray.
Oh, okay.
She was like, I guess...
Friend of Saving Sex in the City 3, Ashley Ray.
Really?
Yeah. She's had her own Sex in the City 3 episode. Oh my God. It was good. Everyone should listen to it.
She's really funny.
Okay, wait. I'm actually obsessed with this. I think it's like a delectable troll. In this world, we just run from troll to troll. So you got to do what you got to do to get eyes on Fenty and get that money.
I don't think she's hurting for eyes on Fenty, but it is like a, I mean, she's, do you know what I mean though? She has, I think in general, she's been sort of like uncancelable. Like she has never really courted controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's just been fucking cool. That's like been her, you know what I mean? And I think this is like a moment where it's like, it's interesting. I don't care to see Mr. Depp in a plunging V. I don't know. He's doing his pirate thing, it looks like.
Yeah, he doesn't ever change his style.
No.
Okay, he's in like a loose fit cardigan and like a vest.
I don't think it's like, I think it's like a just... I'm assuming it's like a set and the camera's like panning around to different like cameos and he's just like sitting by a tree or something.
Yeah.
But
he's not like the centerpiece.
No, but it's definitely like it's like.
But he's fully back at work. He's like fully back in the mix.
Oh, yeah. He's, I mean.
Which is kind of shocking to me because I thought that we all realized that like they were fully abusing each other. Like he and Amber were like both. Yeah. Like,
her career is done, but his is.
They were literally like, it's like walking into Madison Square Garden, like Muhammad Ali boxing match with the two of them in the Sweetser house. So like, I'm just unclear on like,
well, it's, I
we
think...
give him a pass for that. And like, I mean, I'm shunked.
I mean, I
never
think...
underestimate our bloated king's ability bloated to rise kings. Again from... The river.
Never underestimate Hollywood's forgiving a bloated abuser king.
I mean, damn. Would I cast him on any project of my own? No. But I do love a troll cast. So I give it up for just like the trollness factor of it.
Anyway, it's been
a day on Twitter as the people.
People are
Elon, all of Elon Musk's
Elon.
Employees. Your boss, employee.
My boss.
Yeah.
Your boss too.
Not my boss.
You've got that check mark. You're a boss.
I don't go on Twitter, so I don't work for Mr. Musk. But yeah, wow. That's fascinating.
Mm.
My other secret that I've really realized and have embraced this week in the past like 2 weeks is hair oil. And I've always used it, but I never understood that I needed to be using like a puddle of hair oil every time that I do my hair. Like an amount that's like
obscene,
where you think you're going to be doing, like, you feel like you're going to just be like an oil slick. You're like, I'm going to be a Don Duckling once I put this in my hair. And then realizing you're just going to be baseline silky and shiny after putting a literal puddle of oil.
What do you use?
I use Davinez oil, which is pricey, but worth it. And my life has been changed, and now I'm trying to tell every woman that I come into contact with, or every person that has like longish hair, especially in LA, where I think that it's so dry and like the water is really bad. You're literally like bathing in a shower of like cancer water every time you bathe yourself. But I'm like trying to just spread the word on how much oil we should be using.
That's good to know. Simon has used M. Flores. Do you know that?
Mm-mm.
It's a really good, I think it's hair oil, and you just, and it's sort of like acts as like styling too, because he has really thick hair. I'm interested in it. I mean, I don't have the hair, obviously, that like the long hair, but my hair, as we know, I'm like constantly paranoid about my hair.
I think that you could benefit from like a big oil slick every morning.
Yeah.
Because your hair absorbs it is the thing. You think that it's going to be like the end of the line, but honestly, your hair just soaks it up and then it thanks you by looking very shiny and thick and full.
I should do that. I mean, LA, the fucking dryness here is insane. And like, I do feel it even in my hair, which isn't as long, but like, it's kind of a travesty. I know, he's snoring.
Baby. It's like, it's a game changer. I think I'm forecasting that oil is on the rise, and I just need to spread the word that like everyone needs to be oiling, and you don't even have to get that hair oil. Like, there's a million different hair oils out there, and like, you need to be
slicked.
Fucking,
I want to look like a mobster. I look like Bugsy Malone with my hair.
You need
back to
do so much that you think you're going to look like that, and then you'll just realize you look normal.
I feel like I can see my fleeting panic at first, and then gradual, like,
You need to be Deepwater Horizon.
Which I'm, like, always tempted to watch.
I could see us actually watching that and really loving it. Like, that seems like it could be an iconic film.
That's what Kate Hudson.
I want to have a film festival that's like all the 9/11 movies and Deepwater Horizon with Kate Hudson and Mark Wahlberg.
I've seen every 9/11 movie except the one where Whoopi and Charlie Sheen are trapped in an elevator.
I think that is the one that we need to be watching.
I saw the Oliver Stone one with Nicolas Cage, which was
United 93.
No. With Nicolas, where they're trapped under the rubble.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which is a true story. And United 93, which is like the saddest movie of all time.
I love anyone being like, you know what people really want is to relive this horrific tragedy.
And people did.
And they're kind of not wrong.
It was a box office smash.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right, though. I think Deepwater feels like it's a movie I would watch on a plane.
Yeah.
It's like made for planes.
It is, but it's also made for getting like horizontally stoned and then being like,
whoa,
let's be like, this is incredible.
Also, what was I gonna say? Shit, I had something else. Damn it. It was something related to like hair and, well, I'll never know. I have stuff on the docket. I have Drake says that he watches porn 4 to 5 times a day. That's like,
he said he dates 4 to 5 women.
No, he said he watches porn 4 to 5 times a day, and he dates multiple women at once.
Yeah, well, he said he watches porn all day every day, but then he dates 4 to 5 women at once because he likes the quality. He says all the qualities from those women make up what I want in one woman, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ,
that's
way too much porn.
Porn. People need to, like, I think porn gets demonized, obviously, but, like, porn is...
Porn is porn.
It's essential. Like, everyone has to watch porn. It's totally natural. But
you also don't have to watch.
No, no, you don't. But if it's something you want to do, like, have at it.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Watching porn, like basically freebasing porn all day, watching anything all day is.
I've never met someone who was a mentally healthy person,
right,
who also is addicted to porn. That changes your brain. Yeah. It changes your brain chemistry. You may be an absolute freak in the fucking sack, but like whatever other shit is going on is so dark sided that it kind of takes away from the freak in the bed.
Do you think so? Are people just walking into like Drake's like various abodes and there's just like hardcore porn playing at all, like on big screens?
No, I think it's like he watches it like on his phone and stuff. I've known guys that are like addicted to porn. I've like fucked guys that are addicted to porn, and it's like they have to get like porn blockers on their phones because they just like can't stop watching porn, like on their computer, on their phone, any sort of device.
Really?
Like it's just like, I guess every free second is like, what porn can I watch now?
I mean, on my Twitter, it's usually just like joke, doom scrolling, this doom thing, and then like randomly like someone will retweet like some guy getting like face fucked.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa. And it's always just like, but it's like, oh yeah, I follow porn accounts. But to be doing it, and you know, I watch porn, but it's like imagining what Drake is talking about of just like all encompassing.
Well, I think also when you're a very rich,
famous,
or I think even just like a successful man.
Yeah.
And you realize that you can have sex whenever you want,
right,
or have access to sex, yeah, and like the best, like you can access like high end sex workers.
Right.
You can pay for any sort of porn that you want to get.
But you don't even need to pay people.
That can be, yeah, but I think there are some guys that like that.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that can be a real downfall for men. Like
Drake seems like he has love addiction.
I think it's like sex addiction.
Sex and love. Like, I think he's like a slaw candidate. I mean, his music's very like just so needy, like on a cosmic level.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, he cannot get enough.
But it's also really good. Like,
it's great.
It's a hard place to be in because, and I can't relate because I'm obviously not a man, but like, and like, I'm like, I can't think about like jacking off all day doesn't sound that delightful to me. But I don't know. Maybe if I had a dick, I'd feel a lot differently.
I mean, we don't know if he's actually coming to the porn. It could be like a weird. Or could be just like a long grazing, like edging thing, which also I think points to a.
I think it's low. Every
low
day
temper.
Is low temper with a porn addict, but it's hard to practice any sort of restraint when you have
all of the
resources, yeah, to get pussy or porn all the time, and like the best thing to do, obviously, in any situation is like moderation or have boundaries around something. But I think it's really difficult for men to have like successful men that can access that, that do have like, that are like sexually adventurous. I think it's really difficult for them to place parameters around it.
And like Drake is like, he's like an entire category in itself.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
he's like the fuck
when
boy.
When you can have anything and fuck anyone you want to fuck,
yeah,
what's stopping you from doing that?
Yeah. And like, what, when does it become like boring and you need,
well, I think it starts to become boring and then you just start ramping it up, and that's like, but also you're not like in a good headspace to form any sort of intimate relationship with another person.
I'm just imagining like him taking meetings and there's this like giant projector screens, just like people like hardcore porn, and they're trying to have like a meeting, it's just happening in the background.
No, it's just like on his phone, I'm sure.
Yeah,
like going, he's like, I'm gonna go pee, and then he's just like watching porn as he pisses.
Yeah,
it's too much. No one should be watching that much porn.
Also, one more thing before we get into our girls, Heroin Chic, Page Six has declared that Heroin Chic is back.
It never left.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Cool. I like that look. I love Amber Valletta, 90s, Kate Moss, waif vibes.
Jamie King.
Is it? It's the Ozempic era. It's Ozempic chic, actually. Yeah, which is also a needle. Not intravenous. It's just like in the butt or in the stomach flab. But like, let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah. Ozempic. The Ozempic era is...
It's upon us.
You were an Ozempic trendcaster.
I've had my fucking ear.
You have.
To...
The ground.
The ground. I've been reporting live from the front lines of the Ozempic era since it began.
You were looking at the like the Richter scale with your little clipboard and
with understand?
Glasses
I've
on
gone,
going.
I've gone like so deep. I've gone... I did put my investigative journalist hat on and I said, I'm going to try and get a Wegovy prescription online just to see how easy it is to actually get this. And I got all the way to... Like, I got all the way down to, like, we'll write this prescription for you. You just have to send us, like, your weight and height.
And you were like, no.
Well, no. I mean, I'm not going to go down that road. Like, if I was ever going to do that, I would do it through, like, a doctor's office or, like, legit. Yeah. Like, I just don't think it's healthy to, like, do that and self-prescribe. But it is available. It's not unlike when I was in college and I like ordered diet pills online and 90 Xanax bars one time from just like a Canadian pharmacy. They just showed up in my post office box.
Yeah, I think Ozempic is really the thing no one's talking about. The thing on
everyone's talking about it at this point, but it also is just like, I don't think being thin has ever been out.
I know.
And people acting like it has have clearly been hiding under a rock, because being thin is one of like the most prized beauty standards of our culture for like the past like 100 years.
Well, I'm just seeing what this is what Page Six said.
Well, I love that they're, I mean, it's also just shocking that I'm like, every headline is just a recycled,
I know,
we've entered like nothing is actually new.
We're in a landfill.
People literally, I'm like, the thought of working at one of these companies,
I know,
sitting around a conference table and like pitching your editor like a fucking story to write that will just go down a black hole of internet recycled headlines over and over. I can't think of a more soulless, mind fuck, waste of life of a job.
Oh. I mean, I worked in that for a while.
I did too. It sucked.
It is. It's crazy. The aggregation is like, it's mind numbing.
Yeah.
But it is, we're in like a landfill right now in terms.
We're in cultural hell.
From that to just like celebrity, like it's just all the same. Like celebrity tabloid stuff, it's just all the same.
Yeah. It's time to look elsewhere, unfortunately.
Space. The ocean. The deep sea.
I'm into looking down into like the deepest caves of the ocean and plowing the ocean floor for like culture.
Mariana's Trench.
Let's do it.
You know where there is still culture?
Honestly, Salt Lake City.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Podcast.
Salty Utah Queens. By the way, the recap edit in the beginning of the old saloon.
Talk about culture. That was a cultural renaissance.
That was an Emmy.
That honestly was.
Please. These people, specifically the Rolsick people and the Potomac people. But
yeah,
the editors on these sort of like newer second ring cities are doing the work.
They are saying, what if we elevated this shit? They're saying, I'm going to add my own artistic spin. I'm going to put my fingerprint on the franchise. Potomac, what they bring to the table transition-wise, I've never seen anything like that.
It's Cronenberg.
They live for a colorful cherry blossom fading out to black and white.
They're doing, like, it's true camp melodrama, like David Cronenberg.
It's a little bit Lynchian.
Directing, or David Lynch directing, like, a telenovela.
Yeah, they're pushing this forward. They're pushing the vision forward.
We get like a recap. It's like very like wild, wild west, like old saloon. And it's just kind of giving like a recap of everything going on. We learn that Angie Harrington's husband is the culprit behind the Shaw exposed Finsta account that was raising hell against not only Jen Shaw, but Lisa Barlow. And Wild Rose's husband got fired from his job for uncouth behavior, notably their art is sex workshop they took, where they're like basically fucking on camera.
Yeah, where it looks like they're having like fucking scat play. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I wonder why he got fired. I would also have a stern talking to with my employee if they engaged in that kind of behavior as well.
I mean, he's, when they have their confrontation, Whitney's like, oh, are you kidding me? So it's about me and my life because I'm a woman who is successful.
Yeah. She's not, she's, this girl boss is not taking this firing sitting down. But first,
Heather
is starting a choir.
Heather's kind of starting like, it's like Island of Misfit Toys choir for like the gays and the girlies who have been, are like disillusioned with religion,
mm-hmm,
to come and sing songs of worship that make them feel good and make them feel like they're doing some sort of like spiritual workshop or spiritual service without the oppression of the churches that they once belonged to. So it's like mostly like women and gays.
I was turned off at first. I was like, what is this like lame idea? Like, I don't get it. And then as the episode raged on, I realized that this is a genius move.
And it's like, I would join it.
I said, you should join it.
I would.
You should audition for it.
I would. I would absolutely think it would be fun to go. Heather seems like a fucking laugh riot time.
But you know what I was also thinking is it was really giving me, like, it was giving me Sunday service vibes. Kanye's choir that he would, like, travel around with and tour. And, like, from a business perspective, to, like, create a musical group that could go around and tour is like, I was like, this is why Heather, this is why Heather is
the new Bethany.
The new Bethany. What can't she do? Beauty Lab and Laser, fucking choir. What's next? Bad Mormon, having a book. Like, she has her hands in so many places.
She's saying open your purse to Hollywood.
And they're saying, how much do you want, babe?
She's smart though, and she's enlisted this like kind of muscle queen daddy who named Corey to come in and like direct the choir. And I thought he was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved her just being this kind of outcast queen.
I want him specifically to pick me up like a little baby and place me in bed and pull the covers up, tuck me in, kiss me on the forehead, and then turn off the lights and like bid me goodnight. I want him to sing a goodnight lullaby, and then slowly back out of the room and slowly shut the door.
Heather goes, I mean, what's Easter without a hymn? And he goes, I'll have him and him and him. And Heather goes, ah!
No, loving it.
Heather loves a corny gay.
Mm-hmm. Coach Shaw go to a gymnastics place. The Jen Shaw Redemption Tour continues, and I am fully indoctrinated. I'm Shaw-pilled. We all know where I stand. No jail for Jen. I'm literally on the front lines. I'm along with Jen fighting for her life.
She goes to, it's a trampoline park that looks like somewhere I want to be. The woman at the front desk, like the woman who runs the place, is Winona Judd.
Yeah, I was like, what's the Southern Belle doing in the place like this?
Hi, welcome to Trampoline World. We're happy to have you.
Hi, y'all.
She goes, we're here at West Jordan Trampoline Park.
So Jen and Coach Shaw are doing image damage control. Yeah. They're playing, they're jumping into ball pits. And
they have like a full-on, the emotional combo they have in the ball pit was,
yeah, that art. Was art.
Like, that was a genius place to have this kind of combo. Because mm-hmm. It makes them look so just salt of the earth.
The best thing you can do is have an incredibly serious and dramatic conversation in the totally wrong environment for that conversation.
Jen mentions to Coach that the Shaw exposed Finsta is allegedly, at the time they don't know, but it's allegedly still Angie Harrington's gay husband.
Yeah, and we'll get to that.
And Coach Shaw is just like, Sharif is not pleased. And Jen's like, she's not only shaming me, she's shaming my whole family. She's using her name to go after other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about me. It's about Lisa, too. And, like, she's just feels very wronged and violated.
Yeah.
She's ready to wage war, and Coach is ready to go in for her.
I love it. And honestly,
slay.
Jail for Chris Harrington.
Lisa Barlow walks into the kitchen as John is cutting tomatoes with a giant Big Gulp next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, hey. He goes, hey. And then their son walks in and John says, what's up, dude? I'm like,
John is a youth.
Yeah. They're the weirdest family. They're a weird family.
They're pretty bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love, they sit down and Lisa's like, have you thought about circling back to our college conversation? Like, where do you land? I want to know everything. Like, what's going on? Where's your head at? And I honestly am obsessed with Jack. He said, you know, it's not something I can dabble in. And that is now my new go-to excuse for anything I don't want to do. It's not something I can dabble in.
She goes, Jack has took his beliefs about college and he literally has this false sense of reality. Jack has been influenced by TikTokers who are swearing by dropping out of college and following your business dreams.
They're not wrong, honestly.
College is, there's a lot of good to college if you can do it, but it's, you don't have to do it, and it is kind of a scam.
What I assume Jack's college situation is that Lisa and John pay for him to go to college.
Right.
In which case, it's like, I guess go to college.
Yeah.
But also, if your heart's not in it,
don't go.
Don't fucking go.
It's a waste
Let
of money.
Someone else who actually wants to go, go. Do I think that he could benefit from going to like business school or taking like some business courses? Yeah, but you could do that at community college and like get a lot out of it and take those credits and have them to maybe apply elsewhere if you later in life decide that you want to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that he needs to go to college.
And Lisa goes, you know, it's your father and I have worked really hard to get you to a place where we can like provide for you and give you a good opportunity. She goes, you know, I didn't grow up with a mom making food for me. And he goes, neither did I.
Checkmate.
Damn.
She goes, that doesn't mean that Jack gets to go into Bill Gates mode. He really has to start with step by step. But I don't think getting your entire college paid for by your parents when you don't want to go is like taking a baby step in the right direction.
Saving you
I think
money.
That's actually like more hurtful than it is helpful.
It's also saving that money.
Yeah. Like
invest in Vita.
Like you can make like a business plan for him to become an independent, like financially independent person. He can take classes like at the Learning Annex or whatever, like, and run his business, which is already seems to be doing great. And they can get him on a plan to like move out or pay them back their investment in Fresh Wolf and then like, or buy them out of the company eventually. Like that would be, if he really does want to be just an entrepreneur, I think more beneficial.
She goes, did we make you grow up too fast?
Honest question. Have I pushed you too hard?
Honest reality, gut check.
Honest question. Have I pushed you too hard? Do we make you grow up fast?
He's
probably.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but like, he's a sweetie.
He is. He's a...
He's a sweetie.
He's a little surly, but he's sweet.
He goes, you know what? I'm going to ponder all these things, and then I'll let you know where my head's at. And I just...
He's pensive.
If I was to have a son, I hope it would turn out like Jack.
If he wasn't gay, you'd want him to be like Jack.
Yeah. A sweet boy.
Mm-hmm. We check in with the Wild Rose. Justin's dimples are raging out of control. And Whitney and him are like kind of, they look really mournful and grief stricken.
And you wonder what horrible thing could have taken place in the Wild Rose household.
She goes, it was a Monday. And I had just dropped the kids off at school. I was sitting in my car, ready to call Justin and say, I just need a break from all of this. I'm so overwhelmed with everything. When Justin pulled up next to my window, I looked at him, ready to tell him of my need for a break, when he said, I was fired.
I thought to myself, what about house, lifestyle, food, the kids' soccer?
Oh, no, this is a terrible problem. Justin's like, basically... His company was like, You're sick. You're sick.
He said, your sick and twisted sex play on live national television is not in line with our company values. You absolute
pig.
Scat pig. Get the fuck out.
And so, like we said earlier, Whitney goes, oh, is that the reason they gave you? Because I am a successful woman and a public figure. This is uncalled for.
She goes, really? Really?
Really?
The fact that your wife has a career and is successful is not grounds for termination.
I actually do feel for them, though, in this
moment. I do, too. That's horrific. And I think that's he was at the ground floor of this company, it seems. And, like, I don't know what.
I mean, I don't know if that's really the reason that he was fired, yeah. But.
I also don't know.
I don't know the circumstances.
What he does.
My ears pricked up at her saying that he worked in sales and marketing for a company that specialized in personal care products. Because I just thought, oh, is the conflict of interest actually, like, Whitney and Wild Rose Beauty,
you're right,
is a conflict of interest for that. And that's where I thought maybe that was the deal, but they want to point to like his weird televised sex romps. But just, they are having a rough quarter.
Justin, he drafts a message that he's going to send to everyone.
Really?
Really?
And at the end he goes, three hearts. Spelling out the emojis.
Was this like to his employees?
Yeah. Or his like,
Was this just on his LinkedIn?
I don't know. Yeah, he was going to, I think, or like a Facebook post. I don't know. And Whitney goes, and I just went, you cannot stop our Wild Rose. This might be, you might win this round, but next round we will fight, fight, fight.
Wild Rose has a war to wage. She goes, shit just got real.
Whitney's going through it.
Whitney and Justin are truly in a transitional phase. I wish them well.
Me too. They need to see a psychic.
I have a feeling that it's going to work out fine for them. But I'm also just like, damn.
But it is yet another thing to be persecuted by the church. You know they're Mormon adjacent.
Really?
Really?
I love her putting her investigative hat on. She goes, Nancy Drew is back.
Nancy
Drew. I have one question.
Hot on the trail.
Really?
I'll be going to the tabernacles myself to press charges against the Mormon church for conspiracy to put down a Wild Rose.
I'm so confused as to what the real reason was. Like, maybe. I'm in a place of really, when, because Whitney's like, because your wife is successful, but then it's also maybe this like body painting, like sex tape, but then it's also like a conflict of interest. I'm like, maybe. I don't think we know the truth, and I think the truth is being obfuscated so that we don't know what's really going on.
If there's one thing these women are going to do, it's obfuscate.
Really? Shit just got real.
Heather is at Beauty Lab with her team, and I just... Who is the hot twink?
I know.
He was
looked like he was like tearing up at one point.
Yeah.
When she was like, it's time for a meeting. She was like, honestly, it's sad. Our second location, we're running really late. And it turned to him and it looked like he was like about to cry. And I literally said out loud, I said, no, don't cry.
Maybe he's.
That's a.
Maybe he was spearheading the second location.
Hot twink at the front desk.
What, the one male.
Who looks like a Adonis.
He looks like a Versace twink.
Yeah, he is like perfectly curly,
yeah,
like line, like sun bleached hair.
Maybe he's like a gay Mormon runaway who Heather took in.
Mm-hmm.
To be, you can be my office twink.
Yeah.
I
love Heather and Dree.
Yeah.
Dree,
she's chic.
Yeah, I'm into way more Beauty Lab and Laser content. I want to know like the whole business, like
spinoff.
I'm ready to like own a franchise.
I also remember when all of her female employees were pregnant with boys at the same time. That was crazy.
That's a horror movie.
That was fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Heather
reveals to Dre that she's missed every deadline of her book. I was like, that's me.
Heather's relatable. Tardy queen.
I love it. I love her. Anytime they FaceTime with a book agent and their book agent says like, I'm like going to bat for you and like we might just have to like pull this whole thing, or they like want to, and I'm like, these fake stakes but maybe real, I just live for it.
I also was flashback to Carol Radswell, who could not write like the one article for like Cosmo, and it was like a season long like
like a 300 word.
No, it was like an essay, and she was like, I'm just having a lot of trouble writing. Like, it finally came out, and it was like in an issue of Cosmo.
This is the writer's struggle.
It is.
This is what it's like to ideate, create every day, generate on paper, turn the blank page into something, we see our struggles mirrored back to us. And we say thank you to these ladies.
Heather reveals that Lisa Barlow tweeted her dad's Heather's dad's obituary side by side with the text she sent to like send sympathies to his not feeling well as proof that she did send it before he died. Because Heather accused her of sending her a text message that said, I hope your dad feels better after he died. And Lisa says, no, he was still alive. Here's his obituary, which is so fucked up. But Heather was like, my dad was on hospice, like going to die. And she knew this and tweeted anyway, I hope your dad feels better.
Well, how is she supposed to know what the status of the dad is?
I think Lisa's just awkward and like random and like was just like, ah.
Yeah, I think she just like fired off a text because she felt like it was the right thing to do. I don't think she's like sitting by calculated being like, he's on his last breath. I'm going to send this fucked up text.
No, I don't think so either. I think Heather's kind of blowing it out of proportion also, a little.
I was like, what's the timeline here? Because you guys were just friends at ski day.
Well, we get to the private yoga class from the Wild Rose. She has set up a private class with her and Barlow.
Erica. I love Whitney. Someone commented on the TikTok. They were like, how are you going to come for Whitney on her healing journey? Like H-I-L-L-I. She does say it like that.
Healing.
I am on my healing journey.
They're both wearing sort of like floral matching leotards.
Yeah, there's like stripes. They're color blocked. This chaotic yoga studio gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, the AstroTurf.
AstroTurf indoors in a basement with no natural light.
Musty.
I don't love it.
You know it smells funky in there.
It's like fountains going. Mm-mm. What plants are real? What plants are fake?
Wet.
I don't like it.
No.
One bit.
Mold.
Itchy,
yeah. Whitney tells Lisa after they do the class, she's like, well, she goes, we're having a sort of hard week at home. She goes, Justin, well, he left his company not by choice. And Lisa's like, uh-huh.
It was a choice he was faced with.
I'm like,
so was he fired or
no? But it's like she cannot bring herself to say he was fired, but he was left his company not by choice. And Lisa goes, right. And then Lisa goes, yeah, I've heard rumors that he was fired.
Yeah, I was again confused as to what the real deal was. And this is the time where she says it was because of the bedroom scene. I mean,
that was a
disgusting thing to do.
It was gross.
It was weird and gross.
Leave it to your, like, just don't loop us in.
Some things can happen in private, and that's, like, fine. That's part of your healing journey. But, like, no one needed to see that.
I wasn't healed by that.
I was stressed because you did it in your bedroom next to your bed. Like, paint?
Disgusting.
It's weird. Whitney is waging corporate war. It's about time to be enraged. I wonder if she has read The Art of War.
She has.
She's currently reading it. She goes, the positive is my husband was released from a company that was shit.
The Art of War states, always fight back with firepower and not physically.
She goes, it is a mental war.
It is
fought behind the scenes.
What if she starts like taking telekinesis workshops?
I'm down. This is all part of her healing journey. And I'm also ready for her to have like an Erin Brockovich moment. I hope that she blows the whistle.
Released from a company that was sheet.
Meredith and Steph go to a place called Provisions, which I'm like, of course. That mm-hmm. is like the most Salt Lake name for a restaurant. But it looks cute.
Yeah, I'm down. This dinner, dream dinner, with two dream couples, Angie Harrington and her flaming homosexual husband, Chris. And Seth. Meredith and Seth, noted swingers. Mm. I mean, that's just my theory.
Angie goes, it's so great to be out. My husband and I, like, we have a toddler right now, and my husband's 52 and I'm 40, but, like, any chance we can get, we love to get out of the house.
Second we get a babysitter, we're fucking out.
Ow.
Meredith goes, I know. I love, like, mom talk. Meredith's wet look in the confessional, I gasped. That was a little too much oil.
I was like, you're going to catch a cold.
You need to put the amount of oil you think that's going to happen. I trust me to get back to that. It won't. But Meredith took it to the next level.
Be the hair oil you wish to see in the world. Not.
She looked like kind of Beetlejuicy.
It was scary.
It was cool, but it was also Halloween.
I was worried about her.
I went.
They got to talking and they start talking about, you know, Angie's issues with Lisa and Jen and her husband. He goes, you know, in a moment, you know, all these attacks were happening against my wife on social media. I love Twitter is the fourth character on the show, or like the eighth housewife. It's just everyone's always talking about Twitter, especially
these
in Salt
people
Lake.
Are so messy.
They're online.
They're so online. It's like incredible from a TV perspective, but it's also like dark and sad.
He goes, you know, in an immature moment, as a 52-year-old man, I made a fake account on Instagram. And Meredith is embarrassed, mortified, humiliated. She's like, why am I breaking bread with these people? He made a fake account to bully Jen Shaw and Lisa. Like this.
Because they said shit about Angie.
Oh, yeah, but I
don't even know. I need like the full setup. Like I need to see what was said about Angie that they were so mad about.
That's like crazy. Like that. And he says creepy. It in such a kind of casual, like, LOL, I did that. But it's like, just because you're owning up to it doesn't mean that it's not fucking sociopathic. That you, like, anyone who makes a fake account to bully people is...
You need a is real wellness check.
Yeah, you need to get right with yourself and God.
It's good that he, like, apologized and owned it, though.
He
but I'm
Jen.
Also, like, it's shrunking nonetheless. His metal bangle.
I know. He's.
I was also like, you're gay if you do that. You're a gay man married to the gorgeous fashionista of a woman. And if the way you felt was the correct way to preserve
defend your
wife's
wife.
Honor, defend her honor, is to get on Instagram and make a gay account and start cyberbullying other grown women.
You're a gay bitch.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree with you. I saw him and thought, he's family.
Mm-hmm. When not, you hear your family, you said.
Not the family I'd want to be with, but he is in the umbrella.
Meredith said she's been sent things that point to Lisa doing the same thing.
I believe that.
I can't believe these people are doing...
Cyberbullying?
Cyberbullying on fake social media accounts.
People have children who are in high school and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... Jen goes over, or Heather goes over to Jen's, and Jen had some kind of alien birthday party, and there's like blow up aliens everywhere, which is kind of cute. Jen's again really doing the like, I'm just like a family person.
It's working. Every day she fights for her life. She's gotten a full pass from me. If I had been selected on the jury, I would have been like, this woman's fucking innocent. I would have literally held out and been the last jury member, and I would have thrown the entire trial. I'd be like, no jail.
You would have been like, this woman is fighting for her fucking life.
This woman's fighting for her life every goddamn day. Do you guys even realize what that's like?
So Jen does say, like you just said, that Chris Harrington called her and said, I'm really sorry. So that did take bowls.
That takes some bowls, but it's also, she goes, why did you choose the name Shaw Exposed? And he goes, I just did it because it was available. Gay.
Gay.
A sinister gay man.
Sinister dark gay vibes, yeah.
These people are really messy.
Wait, can I just say that I need, when we get to like, when we move into her holding the rehearsals, the auditions for, this needs to be like a waiting for Guffman.
The chills that I had
at Lisa Barlow singing.
Lisa Barlow singing a song that I know very well. Do you know that song?
What is it again?
Away in a
manger.
No crib for a bed.
Yeah.
The Lola sweet Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down as he lay. Our little Lord Jesus, I'll asleep on the hay.
That's like,
I just gave myself chills again.
That's very like Baptist.
Honestly, it is. And
Catholics do
when
darker
I sing
hymns.
That, I feel like I realize I love Jesus. I love baby Jesus.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Thank you, baby Jesus. Honestly.
Wild and Angie are rehearsing flapper style. They're, Rockettes.
When the saints go marching in.
They're wearing, yeah, they're full. Angie's like good.
She's a showgirl.
I was like, Angie's
She's a true showgirl with a gay husband.
She's giving cunt.
She is giving 1000% cunt. She's giving us the old razzle dazzle.
She is. And Wild
she
Rules.
Is like 1930s showbiz.
She is. She's vaudeville.
She's fucking Margot Robbie
in Babylon.
Babylon.
Battle for your life.
Babylon.
That's gossip. That's Angie. The Alliance Theater is where the auditions are being held. There's a line forming outside.
A line of 10.
There's like, it's like a few cute young gays and then this random old guy who looks like the guy from I think you should leave in the pitch meeting. You know what I'm talking about?
You really do need to audition for this choir.
I know. He looks like Steve Buscemi.
I love need to be in it. Utah's idol.
Utah, yeah.
Salt Lake City idol. 1000% you need to be there. It's only a short flight.
I should
travel in and out for rehearsals.
Jen walks in with a box to like help with the auditions and she just sings. She's actually good.
I had chills when she sang Amazing Grace. I was like, again, why are we turning our backs on this woman in her time of need? We're failing her.
I want Meredith to sing.
Meredith would never.
It would be like a spoken
Meredith
word.
Meredith only sings to Seth.
Fever
mm-hmm.
in the morning. It's like very like...
Meredith is a solo act. She's a lounge singer. She would not
with an audience
sing
of one.
With a choir. Yeah. An audience of just Seth or the man that she's like seducing.
I need this to happen. I'm also so shocked at the trailer for the season ahead.
Oh, I didn't see it. What's going on?
Just the rest of the season looks crazy. There's fighting. Meredith and Seth take a bath together.
Oh, I did see that and I was into that.
Whitney and Heather continue to face off. Angie Harrington is... Angie is really...
Angie is...
She's coming for
serving.
The crown. She's coming for the Iron Throne.
Mm-hmm.
She is Cersei.
She is.
She's Khaleesi.
Honestly, you can't do battle with a woman married to a gay man
mm-mm.
and expect to win.
No,
you will lose every time.
It'll be a gory end.
They have more resources than you can even possibly fathom.
Yeah. Let us know if you think Angie Harrington deserves a...
Deserves
salty
to be
diamond
queen.
Or is she a flop?
She's not a flop.
I think she's an icon, but I'm sure some people have issues.
Everyone has issues
with Ms. Harrington.
I cannot believe, just to reiterate and beat this dead horse, I can't believe this show is about to like continue on after this without Jen Shaw.
I know. That's gonna be hard.
I'm fully manipulated. But even I'm like, am I? Like, this is wrong. We're wrong for this.
You stand in your truth.
I'm standing in my Jen Shaw truth.
Guys, speaking of truth, the truth is that you should buy tickets to one or both of our LA shows, January 11th and 18th, 2023, at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Shout out to the girl who came up to me at dinner last night, said hello, and said that she had just bought her ticket to the show. I was tickled. It did everything that I needed it to do. If you ever see me out and about, you need to make it known and you need to come say hi.
And that you bought a ticket.
And also if you bought a ticket, even better.
Come see this vaudeville act.
Yeah, honestly. We're gonna have to step our pussies up after these showgirls.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.